parties to the 2018 peace agreement drafted a document highlighting some progress and challenges in implementing the deal to resolve the conflict in South Sudan. Elias Lomro, Minister of Cabinet Affairs and the Secretary of the Committee charged with monitoring progress of the agreement, says the recommended solutions for implanting the agreement are non-partisan.
On the basis of our analysis, assessment and observations, we have made recommendations to the presidency. And these recommendations are strictly technical, based on the technical reports that we have received from the institutions that are concerned in our election. Whatever decision that will be made by the extended meeting of the presidency, which will include the heads of various political parties, will be a technical decision and not a political decision.
Gabriel Kwot-Akok, leader of the People's Progressive Party, says the recommendations should be made available to the public.
The government is not caring about the public opinion. They just decide what they think fits for them. I wish this report had been shared with the members of the public, politicians, journalists, and everyone. Say that we have an opinion before the president make a final decision. But now, if the president is going to make a decision, how do they expect our opinion to be valid?
Lomro says the recommendations will, in his words, prepare the country for peaceful, fair, and transparent elections.
Our commitment is to ensure that we maintain the peace that we have achieved under the Araxes, and that we carry the country forward until the people of South Sudan vote for their leaders. That is the commitment that we as a committee have got, and we are here to support the leadership, the presidency, which will sit and make a final decision.
Peter Malir is an activist who says South Sudanese should only expect an extension from the presidency because the parties to the agreement have done very little to implement the agreement.
There is no other solution but to have a decision to extend. You have the Tumaini, which have to be incorporated in the governance of the R-axis, and then you have the unfinished process, including the National Unified Forces, which are very important elements for both security and including elections. So there are quite a number of things that will clearly say that there is definite extension and there is definite cancellation of the elections.
South Sudan's roadmap for the implementation of the 2018 peace agreement is supposed to end with elections in December of this year, but some pending tasks in the deal may push the deadline for elections into next year. President Salva Kiir and his five deputies are expected to make a decision on the fate of the December 2024 elections and the transitional period soon. Some foreign diplomats, South Sudanese political activists and political parties have expressed concern that the timeline for election preparations is not realistic. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.